This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today I want to talk to you about three ways to profit from your competitors instead of being run out of business by them or pissed off by them, et cetera, et cetera. So I've already hinted at one of the ways. You could either be upset by your competitors. You could be rattled by them. They could take your lunch and cost you revenue. You could lay awake at night worrying about them. Or you can do something and do something to improve your practice and your revenue and your mindset. So I'm going to go into three things that you can do. First thing that you can do is realize your competitors are out there. They want to make money just like you. You know, they're not evil. They're not trying to destroy you. They're just simply trying to live and make money and profit like you are. Because if you think that, and it's obvious, it becomes less personal. You don't want to make this about, you know, oh, that guy over there, he's competing, he gets all the cases, and he doesn't deserve them because I've been an attorney twice as long as he has, and he knows nothing, and, you know. That thinking is not going to get you anywhere. It's just going to upset you. It's going to take up your mind share. It's going to make you angry, frustrated, fearful. It's going to fill you with emotion. It's going to prevent you from thinking logically. And as you know, as an attorney, you must preserve your ability to problem solve and think logically, or you're screwed in court and, you know, in your business and everywhere. So first is you got to look at your emotions and just be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell anybody, but are you letting this competitor or these competitors get to you? Are they getting under your skin? Well, can you do a little bit of self-talk to turn this to logic instead? There's a great book that I've recently read. I'm reading it with my son. It's called The Six Thinking Hats. The author's last name is DeBono, D-E-B-O-N-O. It's a really great book because there's these six hats. One is the white hat. That's logical. So if you have a discussion with yourself or others, you put on the white hat, you say, all right, I'm just going to think logically about this. Then you can give yourself permission 2 minutes later. I'm going to put on the red hat. That's emotion. I'm just going to go with emotions. How do I feel about this? Do I like this? Do I not? Am I afraid? Am I, you know, greedy? How am I feeling? Then there's the yellow hat. Yellow hat is creativity and positively. What's good about, you know, this situation? What is good my competitor is doing that I'm not? And that's the second thing I'm going to jump into here. So once you work on your emotion and you control it, or at least silo it, now you can say, well, hey, my competitors are my competitors for a reason. They're doing well for a reason. What is that reason? Let me take a look at them. Let me take a look at their websites. Let me see their marketing. Are they doing a newsletter? Are there any clients or potential clients that I've got that went to them and talked to them first? What did they say to them? What did they promise them, etc.? You're not looking to throw them under the bus, but you're saying, you know, honestly, my website looks okay, but this girl's website, this lady's website looks like really professional and top end. What can I learn from that? Instead of bemoaning my website doesn't look as good as hers, what can I do to change it? Or, you know, wow, I didn't realize that this attorney is, you know, they've got this great intake process and they're asking all these questions and they're really like, you know, giving a good feeling to the people that they talk to, because I've talked to three of them and even after I pitched them, they still went with that other firm. What are these guys doing that's so good, that's so compelling, you know? Or, oh, this attorney wrote a book on the practice area I'm in. Maybe I should do that. So that's yellow hat thinking. Positive. What can you take from the negative stuff? What can you take from the negative emotion and turn it towards your use? In my life, I've tried to make this a practice. Even if I hate somebody, what can I learn from them? And you know what? 99% of the time, I learn something. Even if I hate the person, even if, you know, I've known them and there's only one thing I got from them and the rest of them, forget it. I still got something out of them or a bad situation. And that's really served me well. And that's what it's all about, is improving your life and your business, not letting these negative things drag you down. Let's get back to the hats. So again, we got white hat of logic, red hat of emotion, yellow hat of positivity and what could be good. Now we get to the black hat, which I'm sure attorneys wear quite a bit. You know, whether they like to or not. Black hat is devil's advocate. And as an attorney, you've got to be one. It's totally understandable. You got to find the holes, the downside, the negative. What if this happens? The contingency, all that. You guys are really good at that. And good for you. You're supposed to be. But it can be used to help you. It can be used to hurt you. So when you put on this black hat, know that you've got it on. But know, okay, it's time to take it off and move on. I'm not going to say much more about the black hat because you're the experts on it, not me. So I'm just going to tell you it's there. And if you recognize you're wearing it, whoops, I better change hats. For instance, mentally, it'll help you. Next hat is the green hat. Green hat is going to talk about, again, what's possible. How can this grow? You know, green like growth, like a plant. How can this improve? How can this move forward to the next step? So that's pretty closely aligned with positivity, but it's not just like Pollyanna, like, ooh, you know, everyone's positive. It's like, all right, specifically, how do I grow this? How do I grow that? So let me give you an example. If you're in a practice, say you do criminal defense and your wife does family law, that's a common arrangement, right? This may not apply to you directly, but just listen. So what kind of cases are bringing you in more money? You know, your cases, maybe the average retainer is $2,500. Your wife, the average retainer is $6,000 because it's family law. Well, if the end of the day is to make more money, can you help her to get more family law cases because they bring in a lot more money? Or let's say you do personal injury, you do auto accidents, and your partner, you know, man, woman, whatever it is, they do criminal defense. So your cases are like the home runs. You know, you don't get them very often, but when you do, they're $20,000, $30,000, whatever it is. Your partner is base hits all the time. $2,000, $2,000, $3,000, $2,000, $4,000, etc. Okay, you definitely want to build up your cases so there's financial fat for the firm, but you also want your partner to do well and be consistent because that's the day-to-day operations and the cash flow. So in terms of the green hat mindset, which one do you grow? You know, maybe you can't do both, but you can pick one and grow it in a specific way. Maybe your partner's doing criminal defense and you see DUI as a waning opportunity, but, you know, misdemeanor drug cases are a growing opportunity, or felony drug cases. Maybe there's a heroin epidemic where you are, or an opioid one, you know, prescription drugs, etc. So that's green hat thinking. The last one is blue hat. Blue hat is organizational. And blue hat is important because if you structure your thinking this way and you could see the hats in your mind, or maybe you even buy some off of Amazon, or you could get, you know, markers, blue marker, green marker, red marker. You put them on your desk and you look at them, even a piece of paper, you know, whatever you want to do. But if you have these objects in front of you and you're sitting down to think and you systematically step through them in your mind, that will get you to a much better place and give you a much more complete solution to a problem than just sitting there and saying, I got to think, I got to figure this thing out. So going back to my analogy, and I've kind of run far afield here, and I've got two concepts going, the hats and then the three ways to deal with competitors. Let me get back to the competitors. So again, one way is to control your own emotions. That's not competitors, but that's you. Second way is, what can you learn from these people? Third thing is act, do something. So don't just sit there pissed off at competitors. But also, if you control your emotions and you learn what they're doing better than you, well, then what? Go do that. Don't sit there and just say, man, this guy or this gal, you know, they have a great intake process and they have scripts. I don't. Well, go get some. Go make some. Or this, you know, this attorney has a great website. It looks beautiful. Well, go get your website redone. You know, this attorney has a book on their practice area and I don't. Well, go do one. So that's the third part. Control your emotions, learn what you can from competitors, analyze them, and then act, take action. So I hope this and the six thinking hats help you. There's a lot in this podcast, but that's okay. This has been just super useful for me in my life and with my business, and I hope it is for you. That's why I make these podcasts, is to help you. If you need help with this and you can't do it yourself, you don't want to do it yourself, that's why we're here. We work with attorneys. We've been doing it for 10 plus years. Go to speakeasymarketinginc.com. Call us, 888-225-8594. We're here to help you because guess what? We make money when we help you make money. That's why we're here. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.